Well, Secretary Kennedy has shown some real grit in firing the 17 members of the ACIP board, which is, I believe, part of the CDC, and it's the vaccine advisory group that basically determines if vaccines will be recommended by the CDC, which the FDA pays attention to in granting authorization and approval in some cases, although most of the vaccines recently involving COVID are all just emergency use authorization. They've never gone through clinical trials. They're not really approved. They're not backed by any legitimate science at all. And that remains the case. In fact, Secretary Kennedy was taking a lot of heat from many of us in the health freedom movement for trying to defend this, the FDA's new approval of the, what's it called, the mNEX spike vaccine, which means death spike, because nex means death in Latin. And Secretary Kennedy was publicly defending it, saying, well, we're going to do the science. We're going to start the trials. And when the trials finish, then we'll know if it's backed by science. The problem is they announced the vaccine first. They approved it first before the science. So clearly that was a horrible mistake on the part of Secretary Kennedy. But perhaps, I don't know, perhaps it was, maybe this was a decision already in process and he didn't have the ability to cut it off because of all the corrupt fraudsters that are inside the CDC and the FDA, etc. So who knows? Nevertheless, Kennedy has redeemed his credibility with a lot of people in the health freedom movement by firing the 17 members of the ACIP board. And the way that we know that this was a good decision, if you're wondering, like, how do we know this is good? And for the record, we still don't know who's going to replace them. So that will determine a lot, and that needs to be looked at. You know, we have to make sure that it's not just a bunch of people who have ties to Big Pharma, obviously, but clearly that's not the intention. So his removal of these 17 people is a major victory because all 17 of these people, or 15 out of 17, were nothing but pharma shills. All they do is approve every vaccine no matter what. They're just complicit in child murder. And I wanted to wait a day or two before I publicly commented on this because I wanted to watch for an organized reaction from pharma. And sure enough, we got it. We got a massive organized reaction where pharma obviously is paying all kinds of people, various doctors. Bernie Sanders is out, you know, decrying the decision by Secretary Kennedy. And all these doctors are paying to boost their posts all over Twitter. I'm starting to see a bunch of their posts in my feed, and I respond to them and tell them that they're complicit in, you know, vaccine violence against children, which they are. And it's clear that Big Pharma organized a massive response. So what does that tell you? It means that this was the right decision by Secretary Kennedy. Because the outcry is massive, and it shows that this is really cutting at the heart of the vaccine criminal cabal. They need this ACIP cover group to give them approvals for all of their toxic, deadly bioweapons jabs that they're using to cause autism, to murder children with sudden infant death syndrome. It's nothing but vaccine murder. They're murdering adults, died suddenly, you know, blood clots, the whole deal. Depopulation, infertility, spontaneous abortions, you know how this goes. That's what the vaccine industry is doing, and they needed that board to cover their tracks. And that board was a bunch of corrupt medical Nazis, as far as I'm concerned. So they had to go. So this tells us something really important. This tells us that RFK Jr. has not sold out the health freedom movement, that he is, he's bucking the system in a major way here, and he has achieved a bureaucratic victory that no doubt has put a ton of pressure on him. I would bet that he's getting calls from senators and members of Congress and all kinds of people who are paid by Big Pharma. They're all probably pressuring Secretary Kennedy to reverse his decision. And so far, he has not reversed it. He's sticking with it, and that says something. It means he's got a spine. Now, I still disagree with his support for the FDA decision. on approving the M-NEXT spike without scientific evidence supporting it. And there are other things where I think Secretary Kennedy could have done a lot more, etc. But I'm not in his shoes. I couldn't possibly do what he's doing. I couldn't even imagine. Again, the only thing I could do if they sent me to Washington, D.C. and said, hey, Mr. Adams, you're in charge of HHS. The only thing I could do is just say, you're all fired by, you know, auction off the building, sell the furniture, release everything, release all the files. You're all fired. That's all I could do because I can't work in a bureaucracy. Somehow, Secretary Kennedy can stomach it. He can stomach being in Washington, D.C., which is a cesspool swamp. You know, it's like a cosmic swamp. I just couldn't even stand to be there. So we got to give him some credit. We got to have some patience with the process. Although, as always, I will honestly criticize anybody in D.C., even Trump or RFK Jr. or whoever, where I think is deserved. But I don't engage in just attacks because I hate people or just endless, you know, character assassination attacks on people. I judge men by their fruits, right? By their deeds, and women alike. And with that judgment right now, honestly, you got to say RFK Jr., it's been a mixed bag. But this is a very positive sign of what he just achieved. And this is moving very clearly in the right direction. So let's hope that he stays on course. And we should continue to encourage Secretary Kennedy to make decisions like this, decisions that are made in the interest of the American people. So this gives me a sense of renewed hope for Secretary Kennedy. And I know that I've been back and forth on this, but so has his actions have been back and forth. And I'm just reacting to his actions in D.C. But I will say this, the FDA is not a science organization. The FDA is a terrorist organization. And I saw the head of the FDA, Makary, giving a video tour with FDA scientists. Oh, look, we're investigating microplastics and food additives, blah, blah, blah. Okay, that's a really nice little PR video, but he hasn't visited the terror cells of the FDA. That is, the field offices that actually run around America threatening and terrorizing small businesses that engage in the manufacture or the selling of, you know, herbal supplements or homeopathy or nutrition or superfoods or things like that. Because that's where the FDA terror operations actually take place. It's not in Washington, D.C. It's distributed across the states. You know, the FDA has distributed terror in order to protect the profits of Big Pharma. It is a racket that the FDA is running. It's a criminal racket. Basically, it's a giant RICO case. And as far as I'm concerned, the FDA, the entire FDA should be completely shut down, and the CDC should be shut down. All of it should be shut down, even HHS, because they don't do anything other than harm America. And I could give you a lot more details about that. I've got stuff on video that would blow your mind. So anyway, keep that in mind. Even if Secretary Kennedy manages to reform the FDA and the CDC and HHS, still, at the end of the day, those agencies are all unconstitutional. They are heavily populated by internal terrorists, and they should not even exist in our government at all. Shut them all down. Defund them all. Auction the buildings, fire the people, shut it down, and then the American people would be happier and healthier as a result. There's no question about it. All right, thanks for listening. I'm Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also brighteon.com. I believe in health, I believe in freedom, I believe in America, and I thank you for your support. Take care. The super volcano Mount Etna is erupting again. So far, the eruption has been rather small, although still impressive, pushing clouds up to 4 kilometers skyward. But if it actually experiences a full eruption, then it would eject so much
particulate matter into the atmosphere that would block sunlight around the entire world for a year or even longer. I don't mean 100% of sunlight, but it would diminish enough light to cause crop failures all over the world. It would shorten growing seasons by effectively lowering temperatures everywhere that crops are grown. So the food supply that normally feeds the world would suffer a catastrophic collapse. And this has happened before. I forgot the year. It was like 1817. Tamburo, and it caused what was called the year without a summer in the UK. So far away, halfway across the world, a year without a summer, and crops failed all over the world back then. Well, at that time, the population was a small fraction of the current population of the world. So if this eruption gets worse, we're in a dire situation. Well, we want to help support you and offer you solutions to help you get ready for this. You obviously need to have a food supply. We've got that available right now, laboratory tested, certified organic, at healthrangerstore.com. We've got right now the Ranger buckets, 536 servings, certified organic, emergency storable food supply in rugged polyethylene buckets. And then inside the bucket, each food item is packed in a, what we call a brick. It's a compressed, vacuumed, extra thick container that makes it kind of like a thin brick shape, which also has additional long-term storage capabilities. So these things, this is why we could ship these to North Carolina as we did last year. We can ship them there, but we're not afraid of rain. Even if it rains on these, it doesn't destroy the food inside. There's no cardboard, there's nothing to get soggy, and it's also essentially rodent-proof, except for maybe bears. If you have a bear problem, you know, you've got bigger issues. But for most rodents, they can't get into these buckets at all. So very handy there. Now, we're also on the verge of a potential nuclear conflict with Russia right now as the situation heats up with Ukraine. Ukraine's kind of stuck in the middle, but the NATO leaders want war. And some of the crazy, insane, warmongering neocons in the U.S. government, they want war too. They want war with Russia. They want war with Iran. They always seem to want war, you know, because the right people profit from it. Well, we don't want war, but we want you to be ready if there is a war. So I've got samples on my desk here. We've got nascent iodine right there at the bottom in the bottles available. And we have Iosat, which is the FDA approved potassium iodide supplements. If there's any kind of a fallout scenario, nuclear terrorism, nuclear war, you name it, you definitely want to have a good supply of iodine to protect your thyroid. If you lose your thyroid from typically, you know, radioisotopes of cesium, such as cesium-137 or iodine-131 would be the one that goes right to the thyroid. But I mean, I mentioned cesium because that is more of a systemic impact on the body, very toxic with a half-life of 29 years in that case. Radioactive iodine only has a half-life of about 7 days, but if you don't have iodine protection for your thyroid, then your thyroid gets destroyed. And then without your thyroid, your life is miserable because nothing works. You don't have energy. You can't sleep right. You know, without your thyroid, your body is a wreck. So protect your thyroid with iodine. This can also be used in moderate amounts as a daily iodine supplement. And I'm not saying take the dropper or drink the bottle. No, that would not be recommended. It's like a drop or two. Read the label. It's a very tiny amount of iodine that you need each day. I mean, it's actually in micrograms. So you don't have to overdo the iodine, but it is good to have the right amount in your body and not have an iodine deficiency. We've got iodine and Iosat available at healthrangerstore.com. Go there right now. Here on the homepage, you can see everything that we've got available, some of the different featured products, including right now Hawaiian astaxanthin and many other products as well. We've got lots, you know, a new batch of turmeric also, which is incredibly beneficial in so many ways. So check it all out, healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for watching. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.